This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. If you're a certain age or love comic books, then you might know Archie and his posse of friends from Riverdale High. Well, a Cambridge-based film professor and critic has been obsessed with them since the 1950s. Now his new documentary chronicling his decades-long quest to find the real people who inspired Archie comics is screening at the Institute of Contemporary Art. As WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, making Archie's Betty took the superfan and filmmaker to Haverhill.
Gerald Perry says he doesn't collect comics. Then he makes a confession.
Deeply buried in one of my closets is a cache of Archies.
They're mostly from the 70s and 80s. The bright-eyed characters stare up from the covers.
There is Jughead and Archie and Veronica and Moose and Betty, and they're all going off in some old jalopy to the beach, probably.
Then Perry, a 70-year-old film professor at Suffolk University, pulls out issue number 38 from the early 50s.
Bob Montana, who is the subject of my movie, who is the original artist of Archie Comics, drew the cover, and there you can see his name, Montana, in the corner.
The documentary Archie's Betty begins with Perry's recollection of childhood trips to the barber shop with his dad.
And that's where I discovered, for the first time, Archie Comics.
Perry says he connected with a few of the characters, like Archie and Jughead, and their world represented an ideal of what life in America should be like, especially for him, the son of immigrants. But Perry's obsession with this comic took a serious turn decades later, in the 80s, when he read information in a letter to the editor in the Boston Globe from a librarian in Haverhill.
The people in Archie Comics are alive, they're real, and they live in Haverhill, Massachusetts. And I call this in the movie this Proustian moment.
Bob Montana, the original comic artist who drew Archie, went to Haverhill High School. Perry was a Boston Globe film critic, and he convinced his editors to let him spend weeks interviewing the people said to have inspired the comic's characters in the fictional Riverdale High. Perry named names in a piece that ran in the Sunday magazine. It was a source of pride for the citizens of Haverhill, as Ernie Greenslade of Northern Essex Community College says in the movie.
I think they really loved the fact that Haverhill was being identified with Riverdale, which was hometown USA.
But Perry's search didn't stop there, especially because of one blonde, doughy-eyed character that gives the documentary Archie's Betty its name.
I call Betty the holy grail of Archie detective work because long after we seemed to have decided who everybody else was, Betty became more and more elusive and, alas, for Haverhillites, the real Betty seems not to have been from Haverhill at all. One of the women in Haverhill who was a candidate for Betty, who is 94 years old, is really angry that I claim that Betty is not from Haverhill.
It upsets me because I even said to Jerry, it's Haverhill characters only.
That's Jane Murphy of Haverhill. She says she knows this because after cartoonist Bob Montana died in 1975, Manchester, New Hampshire claimed the Archie legacy as their own. Murphy says research ultimately proved the artist's Massachusetts origins, along with Betty's.
So now I don't want to lose something that's ours. Truly from Haverhill only?
As for being the inspiration for Betty, Murphy says yes. Montana used to walk her to school and asked her to the prom, but she thinks the character was a composite
of several girls' personalities that he's met, all rolled up into Betty.
Then there's the current leading candidate for Betty, but Perry says he doesn't want to spoil his documentary's ending.
The real Betty is question mark.
And it's not the only question mark. The fact that Haverhill native and cartoonist Bob Montana didn't only draw but created the characters is also in dispute. Perry says the most potent argument comes from John Goldwater, who is the original owner of Archie Comics.
Who claims that all the characters were based on people he knew, and that he merely told Bob Montana what to draw, and Bob Montana was following orders.
Perry muses that maybe the journey to find answers is more important than the answers themselves. And he says he's more than happy to leave audiences free to draw their own conclusions about the inspirations behind those crazy kids at Riverdale High. for 90.9 WBUR. I'm Andrea Shea.